The word today is delight. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Doug Schrader. Do you remember when you were a small child and had a toy or object that brought you comfort? You delighted in it. When we grow up, we tend to forget that feeling. God's Word invites us to delight in the Lord. Here to discuss how we can make God our joy is Bible educator Doug Schrader on The Word Today, Delight.
Recently, I was thinking about the changes that take place in people's lives. There are some amazing turns and twists that happen to individuals over the course of their lifetime. It's probably likely that you have seen no less than 3 or 4 major shifts or changes in direction of your life over the past few decades. I ran into a woman recently who was a member of our church many years ago, and she went through a very trying time. She had gone through a divorce after having seemingly a wonderful, happy marriage, and it was very surprising to all of us that the marriage was ending. Her husband walked out on her and her children, and even though she desperately loved her husband and wanted to stay married and would do anything, counseling and trying to change herself in order to save the marriage, he determined it was finished, and he abandoned all of them. It was devastating. She thought that the Lord would restore their marriage, that he would repent, but he never did. Then her life changed, and she went through some lonely, difficult years. But she did something very smart, something important. She, instead of getting angry with God and blaming him, determined that she was going to draw closer to the Lord. And so she used her loneliness and isolation in order to devote more time with her relationship with God. And that was a very, very wise thing, because as we knew her, as my wife and I knew her, we saw her faith really blossom and grow, and she became a much more profoundly committed Christian and a very, very deep spiritual person. Well, in recent years now, her children have grown up, and she's gotten to see the joy of one of them have a child of their own. And now she has one of her children coming back who has found a job in the same city and is now living with her, a daughter, who she can get to know better as friends as opposed to just a mother-daughter relationship. So her life has changed so dramatically through the years. And I think of biblical characters whose lives took major course changes, like Abraham, who had a nephew Lot. After moving from his father's home in Ur in Chaldea, Abraham had this huge extended family, and yet there were difficulties between his nephew Lot and the herdsmen, and so they had to part companies. Later, Abraham had to go and mount a rescue effort when his nephew Lot and his family was kidnapped by some local militaristic people. And then God comes to Abraham and he gives him a divine covenant that he would make Abraham a blessing to all peoples on earth, which was fulfilled through the birth of his son Isaac. Wow, what amazing changes in the life of Abraham. And then you think of Peter, a worker with his hands, a fisherman who suddenly has Jesus come along and tell him he's going to change his occupation. Instead of fishing for fish, he's going to fish for men. And how Peter would have to then travel with Jesus and work to understand the spiritual principles that Jesus was teaching in the parables and try to get his mind to understand what Jesus was teaching. And then how when Jesus was raised from the dead, Peter's faith was so firm, so confident that he would change in his direction in life again and become a major leader in the church, and that he would eventually become the head of the church in Jerusalem. Who could have foreseen that except God? And then finally, Peter's life took a major turn again when he was, as tradition says, martyred for the faith. Such profound changes in people's lives. I even think how Jesus, our Lord himself, went through so many changes as he was in the human body that he took upon himself when he came to this earth. We see him in his grandeur and glory and then taking on human flesh. What a profound change that must have been for him. And then he sees likely his earthly father Joseph die, because he's not mentioned later on in the Gospels apart from the birth account of Jesus. And after Jesus is 12 years old in the temple, Joseph is no longer mentioned. So maybe Jesus saw this godly man die at a fairly young age. And then Jesus' popularity increased while the disapproval of his own half-brothers and sisters through Mary increased. It's just amazing how Jesus was rejected by his own family while many others recognized who he was. Finally, though, we see Jesus fulfilling his mission, his ministry, and he suffers for us and is taken to the cross to die for our sins. Talk about a change then on Easter with the resurrection, and Jesus is glorified as our God and as our King overall. Well, you know, everyone's life changes dramatically. One thing that should not change is our thankfulness to the Lord, our gratitude toward God. Lately, I have had a wonderful verse from the Scriptures that means so much to me. It's from Psalm 37, verse 4, and it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." I've thought about that a lot in the last year or two. You see, my confirmation passage, that is the verse that was to be a lifetime theme for me, was from Psalm 37, verse 5. And this is, "Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass." And then verse 6 says, "He will make your righteousness shine like the sun, your cause like the noonday brightness." And I have always thought a lot about that verse, about the need to commit myself to God. And I would ask you to think the same way. As Psalm 37 says, commit yourself to God, trust God, and apply yourself to do his will, be committed to him, and he will make your cause secure. In other words, he will give you righteousness, and he will have you come out standing in the end if you align yourself with the Lord. But I hadn't thought a whole lot about this passage in the verse just before it, where it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." I thought a lot through the years growing up that I have to be committed, that I have to be steadfast and faithful, and maybe you thought the same way. Anyone who does commit themselves to God sees that he will make them secure, and I thought that was very important. But I didn't think a lot about God giving me the desires of my heart. I didn't think a lot about just simply delighting in God, taking joy in him. It was all about commitment. It was all about faithfulness and as they say, putting your best effort in and your hard working for God. And I didn't think about just relaxing and enjoying a relationship with him. And so in recent years, as I've become more mature in faith, I've paid more attention to just enjoying God's word, just having fun, listening to the wisdom and to the joy in it, and to enjoying worshiping and singing to the Lord, and feeling closer to Jesus Christ. And as I've done this, as I've tried to delight in God, I've noticed something, that the Lord is giving me my desires. The desires for seeing, well, one thing I'll share is that my wife Connie, to see her get to use her artistic skills. She is an artist, and she suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, which can be very crippling from pain. And in recent years now, with treatments for this pain, she has been able to use her gifts and talents, her abilities, in making jewelry, beautiful jewelry. And I never realized how happy I was until just recently. Seeing her get to use her spiritual gifts again just fills me with contentment. It makes me happy and joyous. And I just like sitting at the table in our home and watching my wife make her beautiful jewelry, and how contented and happy that makes her. And I realize that God is giving me one of the desires of my heart, that I'm happy for my wife and her ability to use her beautiful artistic talents. And I think about you. What is it that is a desire in your heart, something that's noble, something that's lovely, something that's God-pleasing? And I'd like to encourage you to stay faithful and stay thankful to the Lord, to commit your way unto Him and trust in Him, and also to take delight in Him. You know, as we commit ourselves and just develop this friendship and this joyous relationship with God, I think He's happy about this. And as we love the Lord Jesus, I think it brings a smile to God's face, so to speak. And He takes delight in us. And like a parent who wants to give good things to their children, He will surprise us and give us joys that we never dreamed. So I hope you take this to heart, to delight in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Judgment. A foundational belief of the Christian faith is that Jesus Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. A promise of doom to the unbeliever, but of great hope to the believer. So write today for your free copy of Judgment. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.